Yeah, they're,
my last tissue.
Do you want to get some more tissues?
Go get more tissues.
It's alright, I've got a few here. There's two. There's more than one. Oh, there's two.
Ooh.
Alright. Whatever.
Okay, right, let's get this show on the road.
Come on, Robin, let's go.
Time at 11:06. Let's synchronize our watches and let's get this show on the road.
Dead.
Yeah.
06. I'm declaring.
Right, we'll go.
Three. After three? On three, or is it after three?
Oh, fuck.
On three?
Oh, no. Oh, it's all going Pete Tong.
Okay.
I had this all working, man.
Oh, yeah, well, I need a working man right now.
Hang on a minute. Hang on a minute.
Fuck's sake, Mark. Come on.
Hang on a minute. Right, let's try again. Please tell me you can hear that. Nod,
good evening,
nod.
Ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
And go.
Hey, good evening. This is episode 413 of the Overseas Connection podcast. That would be for the day after St. Patrick's Day, which is March the 18th, the year of our Lord 2017. This is a gaming podcast, and it's made by friends. We are friends. For friends, which is you. So, tonight's show is packed full of great stuff. We've got talk about Zelda and Mass Effect and Horizon Zero Dawn and so much more. And what we've been up to, our competition, our victory achieved and community feedback. And to help me through all of this, I've got a sick puppy, a really sick guy. And I have to speak to him first because he mightn't make it through the show. Fraser in Canada, you're not
Hello,
well.
Hello, Robin.
Hiya. Come on, you're sick. You've run out of tissues. Your nose looks red.
Tissues left. Yeah, I know. I've got the head cold. The thing is, I've had one of those colds. You know, I felt it coming on Tuesday, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm getting ill. I can't." And I'd had an argument with a guy the day before. Guys, telling him categorically, there was no way I could possibly be ill after how many times I was ill at Christmas. But it was one of those ones. It's just I've had a head cold, and it's all been there. But not bad enough to take me out of the work week. So I've been at work all week and out in the evenings. And then just today, I'm done.
Well, we're not particularly interested. So you just have to buckle
down
and get
I'm going
to
be that
guy.
Usually I'm quite stoic. And Nicole, being a lady, is no doubt going, oh, these men and the man flu and whatever. I don't care. This time I'm going to be that guy. I'm sick. I don't care.
Well, look, if you feel like you have to, just fall off or collapse, just give us a wee nod and we'll...
No, I'm not going to do that. You know why? What? You know why? Because I'm a professional, Robin. And I'm here to support you, right? You and I have been... No, hey, now look, you, your turn's coming, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Robin
hey,
and I...
Hey, whoa, just stop. Stop, Fraser. My turn is not coming. My
not
turn
you,
is here.
Nicole.
It's
not
here.
You, Nicole's
oh,
chipping
Nicole,
in
definitely.
There.
Yeah, it is
yeah,
definitely.
No, I was about to say, you and I have been given some great power. With that great power comes great responsibility. So, you know, we got to be here by hooker, whatever.
Well, yeah, gotta it's be coming. It's definitely Nicole up there will be in July, definitely, because there's lots of us away. Nicole Radowski in
Yo.
Alabama. How are you?
I'm fine.
Look, there's Nicole looking as radiant as ever.
It's just a rose
between three thorns.
Yep. I seen Curly Sue, and Curly Sue has grown up, and she's on the show tonight. So, hello, Curly Sue.
You're funny.
I'm funny.
Not so much.
And we also have, I'm very, very happy to say, a man sweating profusely at the moment and looking at his computer going, what the frig is going on? Is Mark Wright, Mark Annex himself. Great to have you back on the show, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm glad to be back. Yes, I'm doing very well until half an hour ago. I had it all working hours before, and it all goes to shit right at the last minute. But that's Windows for you. I should have stuck with my Mac. Bloody Windows.
Mark, yes, you should have. Just to jump in there, Mark, I just want to say it's great to have you back, buddy.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Why are you on Windows? What was this change? What's come about this change? Why?
I used Windows and Mac before. It's complicated. But rather than using my Mac to talk to myself on the Windows with Skype, I thought I'll just try use the Windows. And I've downloaded some extra software, that VoiceMeeter, what Gary DeFelice uses, and I've got a little soundboard, Windows soundboard and everything, and I've had it all working. The webcam was working, and then right at the last minute, it's all gone to shit.
It shit the bed like Windows does.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Ah, well, at least we're here. Yeah. I mean, there's always a disaster just at the very last minute, so, we've survived,
Mark's PC is doing what we call in the trade a bongo.
Yeah. Anyway, moving swiftly on, let's not tempt fate. Look, as Fraser said, this is my spot. Week 3 is my spot on the Overseas Connection podcast. So, and Fraser's is week 2. And it's like a big, happy, incoherent family that we all come together. And it's great. So this thing called the Overseas Connection. Through the week, I went to the cinema. And I went to see a film that everyone has been raving about. Called Logan.
Film.
I don't even realize I'm doing it. Called Logan. And Logan was fabulous. And I thought it was actually really, really good. But then everybody was going, oh, it's absolutely fantastic. And then I thought, well, maybe it's about 15 minutes too long. I don't know if anybody has seen it yet or not. It's ultra violent. It's definitely not for kiddies. But I thought it was great. It was really good. Have none of you have seen it? No.
Is there actually blood in this end? Because a lot of the Marvel stuff, when Wolverine's in it, it slashes away, but there's never any blood or anything.
Oh, goodness. There's heads getting chopped off. There's blood squirting everywhere. There's foul language. Mm. It's definitely... my 16-year-old was with me, and it was like a few bits going, my goodness, this is really over the top. It really is blood and gore and violence.
Just interrupt you. Pilch is just putting the thing in the chat, no spoilers, which I don't think we would ever do anything like that, would we? But he's just saying don't spoil it for us.
Dom dies. yeah.
Well, I watched X. Speaking of, we didn't see Logan, but we watched.
Can you see that, Mark, real quick?
Yeah. Oh.
Mark's visual and Fraser's not.
Oh, well, there you go. You're not missing.
Well, I just don't want Mark to pick his nose.
I know what it is. It's no, I've got my settings on the.
Excuse me.
Right, it should be visual.
You don't want to see Fraser doing this with his tissue every 5 seconds.
No, look, it's well worth seeing. It's very, very grown up, Marvel. There was a few characters in it that I thought were pretty pointless.
I can believe it's violent. Robin, I was just going to say that we watched X-Men, the latest X-Men movie this week, and they do a very brief section where Weapon X escapes, which is Logan, right?
Yeah.
And he massacres everyone. I mean, the whole movie's okay, but he's getting his claws stuck into everything, so I can imagine.
Yeah, well, you've sort of seen most of the trailers, and there is no spoilers here. There's a young girl in this as well, and she also massacres lots of people. Right. And she is about, 9 or 10 years old. And it's like, what? Really? Yeah, so, yeah, it's good. It's well worth seeing, but it's not your usual sort of Marvel-y film. But just today, just tonight, an hour or so before the show, I watched a thing on Netflix called Raiders. Sorry for talking about filmy stuff. And Raiders is a documentary about these kids who started when they were about 10 years old, American kids, three of them, and they done a take-by-take remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And
I've seen that.
Every scene, every bit, and it's flipping awesome. I remember as a kid doing storyboards with some of my friends with toy cars to try and do Smokey and the Bandit. We didn't have any cameras or anything, but we were going to do it. But I really want to see their full remake now of that movie. It's on Netflix. Well worth a watch if you're of a certain age that came up with Raiders of the Lost Ark when that really was the action movie of the day.
I've seen that. It was good. It's guys who did something that we all did as kids, but did it to the nth degree, right, all the way through. It's fascinating.
Yeah, and at the very end of the documentary, the only scene that they didn't cut was the one with the plane at the end, where the guy gets chopped into bits of meat. He's fighting with Indy around this big massive plane, and this documentary it culminates in them making this plane and shooting that final scene. And at the end of it, when the credits are going up, they show their part of the original movie and their cut of it, and it really is almost perfect. See, just the way they move, the way they look, the way they run, just fabulous. Really good. Very, very impressive. Inspiring. Because it took them 7 or 8 years to do it as kids.
So did they get it done? They got it done in the end, didn't they?
Yeah.
Spoilers.
30 years on. How cool you can imagine that.
No spoilers. Here comes some spoilers.
Getting around to gaming, we had a fantastic multiplayer session last night with Nick and myself and some fella called DeLacy. We had Game Over UK and Jim was in there as well.
Yeah, Ginge Ninja.
Ginge Ninja. And we were playing Gears of War 4 and it was brilliant. We played in the Horde mode. We got to level 35 before we all got mushed.
Oh, I like how you skipped over we did PvP first.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. When we played the Horde mode thing at the end, and I carried you all the way through to level 35. So, you know.
Whatever. He sent me an email today saying I'm excluded from something because I wasted his ass in PvP on Gears. Like every time he turned a corner, there was a shotgun in his face. So we politely skip over the PvP and go straight to Horde.
Yes,
go on with your bad stuff.
Considering the PvP was the first time I'd played Gears of War 4 multiplayer at all. I'd only played the main game, but it was brilliant. But then the thing about it was this idea of the community and playing. And we had Jim in there as well, and Game Over was great. And Daddy Icken appeared at the very, very end when we were all just leaving. He actually sent me a tweet today. So, look, if you are free on Friday nights, jump in and there'll be some sort of game going on. I'm not sure what's planned for next week. It might even be Evolve.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that to download. I don't have enough space.
Well, I can add to the multiplayer because we also played last Sunday, so that's a couple of weekends now in a row that we've played at the weekends. And last weekend we played Battlefield 1. We had a few of us in there. Filthy was in there, Gary DeFelici, Greg came along, myself and my son. And we jumped into a Battlefield 1 massive fight. I haven't played Battlefield 1 properly like that before. It was a lot of fun. And we were like our own squad, so that was a hoot. You know, we could all see where we were easily, and it was great. Yeah, really good fun.
Yeah, so, it was great. I missed that. And Nick said it last night. You know, I missed playing with you. The craziness of it all, and the stuff that comes out when you're playing. It is, and the razzing that goes on, and it's good. Good crack. Good fun.
Yeah. Well, we're supposed to be doing it again tomorrow at 12. I haven't set anything up. So
okay. Maybe something on PlayStation.
I'm not really the guy for that. I don't think
Well, we'll have to think about those. The more
so for now, if I've got to put any, I have to put something out tonight. I mean, maybe we've had calls for Halo 5, so maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. Yeah, that would work well. Okay, so gaming wise, we're going to talk about some of the games that we've played, and I suppose I would like to start with Mark. Because some of it will cross over with some of our stuff, and Mark hasn't spoken in such a long time.
Yeah.
He's still trying to figure out the camera thing.
Yeah. Are you okay, Mark?
Yeah.
You all right? You ready to talk?
Yeah. I've played and completed two games of the same sort of like genre, which is Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
I played
Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein.
Shonda's Sean wanted to know why you guys spelled that wrong.
Yeah, I spelled it Wolfenstein as well. I played the New Order, and then straight after I played that, I played the Old Blood. Yeah, I really enjoyed them.
You said, Mark, on your twit that you liked the Old Blood more?
Yeah, I did for some reason. I don't know why. I think it was... I don't know. It might be because it was the newer... Well, the later of the two I played, but I just found it more... what's the word? Simpler? More basic? In the New Order, you've got this... energy weapon, which doubles up as like a metal cutter thing. But you don't have that in the Old Blood. You just have a couple of pipes, which
you
is
got the old versatile pipe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, which is like the Half-Life version of the crowbar. But yeah, the New Order. It's you wake up after being in a coma, and it's like an alternate future where the Nazis have won the war and everything's Nazi ruled. And you have to take down Death Head and his sort of like infiltrator's compound and deal with that guy. And it's really, really good. It's quite bloodthirsty. One of the bits what sticks out to me is this old grandpa who you sort of like, he looks after you and takes you in his car. I won't spoil it, but there's a bit in that with a shotgun, which is so good. I think I did a video clip on it.
Is that near the beginning?
Yeah.
One of them, that's the first game, isn't it? The original? Yeah. Well, oops. Yeah. You can guess. Oops.
Yeah. And The Old Blood is like a prequel to this, I believe. Is that right, Fraser? It felt like a prequel to this. This is where you find out where...
I can't remember. Sorry, yeah. Mark. I can't remember whether it was a prequel or not.
I think it was a while ago now. It was to locate Death's Head's compound in The Old Blood. The Old Blood, it had some like technology in it where the mechanical armor suits were connected up on rails electrically.
It wasn't as advanced, that's right.
And you could actually turn them off. And then go up to him.
Yeah, it's stealthy, wasn't it?
Yeah, whack the power cable, then do a stealth kill, which is quite satisfying. So, yeah, I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, they were sort of underrated, and everybody sort of discovered them. I mean, there was some brilliant set pieces in the first one as well.
Yeah.
Like in space, going to space and stuff like that. It was just class.
Yeah, I sent a text to you, didn't I? Saying what, the Nazis had a lunar base.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Really, really good.
But yeah, I think it was so enjoyable because it's back to basics, good old fashioned first person shooting and no bullshit. Probably that's why it was so much fun. So yeah, it was good to get back to them.
Yeah, I could have some more Wolfenstein if they see their way fit to doing some more Wolfenstein in the future. In the future, that would be very, very good. Yeah.
I've downloaded both of them again. I want to play through both again.
I played it on Super Ridiculous Hard mode and really enjoyed the challenge of that, actually. It's one of those ones where I thought was very, very good.
One thing I like about these games is when you're setting the difficulty, the easier the difficulty you set, the more he looks like a baby. And you've got the easiest one, he's got like a bonnet and a dummy, or a soother, as you guys in the US call it.
We don't call them soothers.
Oh, what do you call them?
Pacifiers.
Oh, pacifiers, right, okay. Yeah. Whatever.
My blankie, my teddy bear, my blankie.
No,
okay.
Not a blankie, a binky.
So,
Okay.
whatever you need to suck on.
Whenever we have this, Nicole turns into the telling off mode. She goes
is that a soft drink or a shake? Is that shake news?
No, it's a soft drink because that's leftover from lunch and you know.
Hashtag shake news. It's not a shake. The next game that you have on your list, it sort of covers quite a few things in the news as well. So can we leave it, Mark, and we'll sort of talk it as a group, because there is quite a bit, I think, to talk about that's getting a bit of which is Mass Effect, and we will come back to that.
Yeah.
Nick, there's tons on your list. Tons!
There is tons in my list.
Tell me about your tons.
Well, we talked about Gears 4 already. Many times I made you eat my shotgun. And then I did Gears Judgment because I so had to get that damn game finished and over with. It was, like, painful because I restarted it. Started the game from the get-go and went through the whole campaign and just got it done. I'm sorry. As much as I am so pro Gears everything, that game was a waste of time for everybody who even made it.
I don't remember that it was really bad. I remember it was more arcadey and it came up with these scores at the end of each chapter and stuff like that, but I don't remember anything about it apart from that. But
They reconfigured the controller. So you couldn't plant grenades anymore, and tossing them was completely different. And it was just a bunch of crap that just didn't need to be screwed with that they screwed with. And the whole arcadey bit was just ridiculous. But, I mean, it's still a decent game if you're going to go out and go play if you want something to do. But out of all the Gears, that is my least favorite.
Okay. All right. So, what else?
Played some Battlefield 1, getting that ticked off the old checklist, the Yolg list there. I didn't know it had a story mode. And my son's like, oh, yeah, it does. I'm like, oh, well, I'll just put that in there. And it's actually pretty interesting, the whole following these people along.
Huh? That's good. It's a good campaign.
I
would like to have seen more of it. I mean, for a Yolg title, it's great because you'll have it done pretty quick. But
good to know, because I need to get it off my system. I don't have room for anything. I'm like, I'm trying to get, like, the minute I finish Gears, boom, gone. All the other Gears stay because we actually play those. Mm-hmm. But that Judgment was off the hard drive immediately, and then something else got put in its place. And after Battlefield, I played some Unravel, and I am so in love with that game. That little guy is so cute.
Isn't it?
My gosh. And the music. I just love. I could just sit there and listen to that music all day long.
See, Fraser would say it's maudlin and so sweet, and there's a granny and she's there being cute and nice. And
that Fraser, granny, do you know? Oh. Janky granny.
Oh, yeah, but see, what did you call her on Game Punches when it first
Janky
came out?
Janky granny.
Yeah, jeez, that would mean stitches.
But she's, why is she janky?
She's just got this really... I'll send you the link to picture of... She looks really weird. Ugh.
Okay. But,
I know, no, you don't. You have this beautiful environment and nice music and, you know, rose-tinted spectacles look on everything, and a nice little character comes out, and he's got this whatever. He's made of yarn, and he's really cute.
His name's Yarny.
And then it cuts to the grandma, and she's just looks like something patched together, beaten with tire iron.
Ugh. Well, maybe she was. I mean, they are from that country that has all those terrible problems, so maybe that is it. Granny beating is a problem up there as well. I love the game. I don't know how far you're into it. I wish the story hadn't been as good. No, sorry, that's wrong. I wish there hadn't been as much story, because parts of it got a bit save the whale. And it kind of lost its direction a wee bit, but
yeah, I never finished that game. I was right in the middle of working my way through that, and then it was a traumatic time.
It was.
I split from my partner.
Oh, and no more game.
No more Unravel.
Sorry. That's the worst. We promised we would never speak about our mess.
Got you right in the feels.
I'm just going. Sorry, what, Grace? What? Terry, what?
It's you bitch.
I'm sorry. I think it's just not tuned in tonight.
Fraser, have you got EA Access?
No.
No, you wouldn't
you
pay
need,
for it.
You need to get it. You need to get it.
God, like $20, which what is that? 25 in Canadian? You know, it'll
be more like 315 Canadian.
Yeah. Anyway, I like the game. I'm sorry about your split, but and Janky Granny, But it is beautiful, what I've seen of it so far. And I've only done the first... I've finished the whole first little section of it.
You played with rocks. Lots and lots of rocks. You did.
I played with apples. Lots and lots of apples.
That's right. There's apples in the water. That's right. It is lovely. Play it to the end. It is. It's very, very nice.
And that was actually one of my favorite parts because it shows the water filling up and it's like it's right up against your glass on your screen. Yeah. And that was just so cool.
And there is a lovely backstory to how the game was allegedly made, you know, and we've seen that at E3 two, three years ago, where the developer got up and he said, you know, the idea came from it, or they came up with this little character when they were away camping. Fraser, you like camping, and he was away with the kids, and they came up with this little Yarny character, and then got the kids. Well, what would happen with Yarny? What things would happen to him? And that's where some of the ideas for the game came. And that was kind of cool.
Great. It's a good idea.
It is cute.
I would be surprised if we didn't see a second one.
I would like to see like Yarny with a machine gun or something out there so we could go out and kill the granny. That would be cool.
I think that's the thing about Unravel that I played it close all the way through to the end, but I think the concept of that character until the split. The concept of the character and the mechanics of what he can do with the yarn and stuff like that, I thought was used in the game to good effect, but I think it was underused. I think the game could have been grander in scope. Do you know what I mean? Like a big game. It's not really a big game, is it? It's an indie title. It's small. It's limbo-sized.
It'd be interesting if it's sort of like put in a dynamic where they have different coloured wool or yarn and did different things with the different colours. I don't know how they do that, but it put a different element to it.
That would be too difficult. That's the whole purpose of this game, is the simplicity of it.
Right. Crochet, cross-stitch.
I've got it on my old list.
Knit your own socks and stuff. And...
Yeah, let's just knit our own socks.
Yeah.
But see, it's funny, though, because that game that I didn't like was the one where they did the yarn version of that little Nintendo dude.
Yoshi.
Yeah. And I was like, that's stupid. And then I go and play this. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get my last two out. I'm going to do Hawken first.
You get your two.
That's going to take like 30 seconds.
Okay.
I downloaded the game. I started the game. I went, they want way too much effort from me. I have to think about this. I have to pick this and that to battle all these things for the mechs. And I was like, fuck it, it's gone. And deleted it.
I was exactly the same. Greg downloaded this originally, and obviously my console automatically downloaded it because we're game sharing. And you know what Greg's like with his mechs? And I thought, oh, it must be okay then if Greg's downloaded it. As soon as I started it up, it was like, delete.
Yep. That's what I told you in the thing. I was like, these will take about a minute. And Outlast. Okay, so Dead Space is on my Yolg list.
Yeah.
And I started Outlast thinking, okay, this shouldn't be too bad. I'm like, it's kind of, it was reminiscent at first of another game, Alan Wake. The Alan Wake game. I'm like, oh, I can do this. This is no big, until all the jump scares where these little things keep popping out. And I was like, you know what? I need to go to sleep. In my house, alone. Fuck that. Game's gone.
It's scary. I don't know what it is with scary games.
I can't do it.
I can't imagine people playing stuff like that in VR. That must be terrifying.
Well, it happened this week. Dastardly Jabby finished the whole of Resident Evil in VR.
Really? Oh, yeah. I would have died. I think, like, right now my chest is pounding just thinking about it. No, I don't know. I'd have shit myself. I'd have peed my pants.
He did. It was a mess. His wife had to clean it up and everything.
Oh, my God.
His wife came into the room and go, what the hell is that smell? Would you get out of that thing? And he comes out and is his little white kickboxing shorts were all wrecked and everything. It was terrible.
Yeah, so I deleted those two games. They're done. They're gone. And Dead Space, like I told you in my email, will probably be one of the very last games.
Dead Space is a good game, though. It's a good game.
It's more hair on the back of your head sort of thing. There are tense moments, but not scare the shit out of you moments. It's like Alan... Alan Wake sort of had the thing about it could make your hair stand on the back of your neck.
I loved Alan Wake, though. That was a good game.
So it is a bit like that. There are some jump scares and there are some bits where all these things are coming at you, but it's not a horror movie. It's Alien.
Like Fast.
It's like Alien, or that's that sort of tenseness. So if you don't, you wouldn't remember. You're not old enough to remember Alien anyway, Nicole, so...
Oh, you're so sweet. Such a good liar. I love you.
So,
see, I told you he's got all the lines.
Got it. So that's a good I'll run you've had there. Very good.
Yeah, trying.
Fraser, there's a very big game on your thing that lots of people will be interested in hearing about.
That
I think
one,
so.
Right?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if people have heard of them, been hearing. I was listening to the Veteran Gamers and they were covering, I think, this the other day.
Pocket Car Jockey.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what have I been playing? Call of Duty World at War. I have that on my YOLG list, and I was concerned that I got rid of the game, but I actually found it, and I loaded it up onto the Xbox One. It downloaded onto the disc. It went into Xbox 360 mode and went to the cloud and got my old save. So I've only got two levels left to do, so I can get that one knocked out pretty easily. It's not so bad, actually. You know what? It's you forget how simple and what a good formula the old Call of Duty's older ones were. You know, how much they've changed. But that one was just simple run and gun.
Just a great game. Just good.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. I just got a couple of levels of that to get done, and I'll get that finished. But it's quite fun just to dip the toe back into that.
I remember playing that on super difficult level, and there was just grenades dropping randomly at you everywhere. They kept on chucking grenades, and it was almost impossible. I had to nerf that down a little bit, but I remember having a good experience with that. And
the older ones, when you're up on the big difficulties, they really are hard. They really are.
World at War was a good game, though. That was probably one of my favorites because it was clean.
It was the first time they introduced vehicles into multiplayer, wasn't it? You could use the tanks.
Yeah, that was it. And also, that was the first. Is it Treyarch?
Yeah,
that was their first one. And
I don't think it was their first because I think they'd already done Call of Duty 3.
Three, yeah.
Ah, right. Okay, of the modern genre, I suppose. Of multiplayer and stuff like that. There, yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. All right,
and then I'll jump over to Pocket Card Jockey. So
what the
this
hell's
week,
this
yeah. So this week. My son basically, his 2DS broke a few weeks ago, and I've just been keeping an eye open. And just what happened was I was reading the thing, and people were saying Pocket Card Jockey is the game that you need to play on the 3DS or 2DS, the game that nobody knows about on Nintendo. So I bought it a few weeks ago, and I went and grabbed my son's 2DS, loaded it up, and the thing was broken. So I never really got to play it. So I've had keeping my eye open on the old secondhand sites for a 3DS. And I got one at a good price this week, so that was cool. And I haven't had a 3DS before, so I've been all wowed by the 3D in front of my eyeballs. It's pretty cool. Nice little machine. So I've been playing catching up and playing Pocket Card Jockey. So Pocket Card Jockey is if you have a 3DS, you just go buy it. It's like it costs $6.99 Canadian, which is, like about £4 or something, if that.
No, that's not on the math of the overseas connection. It's less five or plus five. It's never anything else. Right, thank you.
So basically the whole premise is that you're this really bad jockey, and there's a story that runs with it, a typical sort of Japanese animated story that's running with it. It is the humor and the translation is fantastic. It's really, really nice and crisp and well done, and a joy to read and watch. And then basically you have, when it cuts to the horse racing, so you'll get a horse, you'll give him a name, and then it goes, right, you got to go into your first race. So you go into your first race, and then they show the horses in the traps, and then they drop a load of cards in front of you, and you have to sort of tap these cards and get rid of them like you would playing solitaire. And depending on how quickly you do it and which cards you pick up at the back of it, that dictates your start, your kickoff from the race. So your horses are off, and then they go, and then it'll rain some more cards down, and you play some more solitaire. And depending on how well you clear that, how quickly you start to get energy from that, and then you can start to move your horse.
It's not exactly.
How does your horse move with those little bitty legs?
It's not exactly Cheltenham, is it?
It's not. It's really Look, I'm lost for words here. This game is really good. It's really difficult to put down into words just how they have taken horse racing and combined it with solitaire and made it into something that's so simple yet so complex. I mean, I played one game. I had one race yesterday where I did absolutely everything I could by the book and my horse still came 14th. I then had another race where I really wasn't too sure what I was doing and I came in first by a mile. And it's because when you scratch away what you're doing with all this solitaire stuff, there's so many little nuances. So every race I'm picking up something new, something new, something new. This and all the reviews you're reading are people who say once you get into it, that's it, you're done. Hours and hours and hours. It's a proper commuter game, right? If you have to sit somewhere and just kill time.
All I can think about is how did this come up as an idea? I mean, was he a horse racing fan or was he a card fan? And how, like, what crazy party was that he came up with the two to put them together?
I don't know from the mind what they were smoking when they came up with this, right? But for some reason, it just works. And it's, I think if you check, it was made by Team Freak. Game Freak.
It looks cute. It looks really cute.
And
I love solitaire.
And they're the people who are behind Pokemon. I mean, the pedigree's there. Oh, okay. There. So it's
worth a look.
It's definitely worth a look.
The Fraser Seal of Approval.
Absolutely has the Fraser Seal of Approval. Oh, and I forgot to put another game on my excuse me. Hollow Knight as well, which I talked about Hollow Knight last week.
Oh, yeah, you were streaming that today, weren't you? I saw that.
I was streaming that for a little bit, yeah. That one still has its claws into me, as I said last week, and I won't go on about it because I gave it the time. Hang on a second. In the chat, Star for Help said, I've heard it's great, but I hate solitaire. Try it anyway, honestly. It's not like the solitaire. It's not like your mum's solitaire. You've just got to try it for that pocket card jockey. Yeah, Hollow Knight is just still fantastic. Absolutely. I'm still blown away by that game. I've put in another probably 4 or 5 hours of it this week. And it just seems to just have this perfect balance. 2D Metroidvania, for anyone who didn't hear last week. It has this perfect balance of just when I think that I'm lost and I don't know where I'm going, I find that next step. And then I've got my next hour's worth of play sorted out. And it's just ramping up the difficulty nicely. I noticed today when I played I've been playing for about an hour. After about an hour, I started to get a bit tired and I didn't really want to play anymore. Absolutely kicked my ass and I was just beaten all over the place. So you have to keep your wits about you. It's a good, challenging 2D Metroidvania game. If you have any interest in Metroidvania games, you have to play this game. So
okay. There you go.
It's sitting well up. I know we're only in March, but that sort of game of the year list, I can tell you right now, Hollow Knight has propelled itself right up there. No worries whatsoever.
All right. Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
You know what? On there, I picked up from the library this week.
I want to go into my local library to see if they have this facility because it sounds flipping awesome.
Mine does. You can do video games or you can do movies.
Maybe we're just too highbrow over here and we don't do that.
I tell you, it's awesome. I just sit at my desk and every once a week or once every couple of weeks, I log into the library website. I type in Xbox One and it just goes boom and it gives me a list and I can see what they've got and they show what they're going to be ordering. What's coming in, what's in stock or whatever. And I've got Ukulele on hold for that. When that comes in, they've got copies of that coming in. It's just brilliant, right? So this week I get an email notification. It goes, hey, your game's in. Horizon Zero Dawn is in on the shelf waiting for you. So I popped over there on Wednesday, go pick it up. That's it. I got Horizon Zero Dawn for a week, no charge. If I decide to keep it for another week, it's like $1 a day, right? It's a no-brainer. So two weeks. It's going to cost me $7. It's just great.
It's either 5 or 10, Fraser.
5 or 10, yeah, $5. So it's just awesome. Your local library rocks, kids. Get down there. And they have books, too, and periodicals. It's awesome. And sometimes they rent out meeting space as well.
Do they still have the National Geographic?
Probably.
Mm.
Yeah. Our library's got a fireplace. You can go down there and just go sit in a big chair and read by the fireplace. It's awesome. Horizon Zero Dawn. You know what? I'd rather talk about Hollow Knight.
Ooh!
What?
A shudder.
Ooh.
Oh, a shudder. Wow.
This has got so many good reviews, though.
Right.
It's good. It is really good. The problem is I'm playing Hollow Knight at the moment. So right now, Hollow Knight and maybe Pocket Card Jockey are the only games that I really want to play. So I've got Horizon Zero Dawn really came in at the wrong point. But hear me out. I did start playing it, and I've played a few hours yesterday, a few hours today, or an hour today. It's really, really cool. It's just seems to be extremely well made. Protagonist is this girl. I can't even remember her name. God, there's so many cutscenes.
Aloy,
Aloy.
Aloy.
Olive oil or something?
Aloy.
Aloy. Something like that, yeah. Mm. Aloy. Of course, metal.
Yes.
Right.
Ta-da.
Okay. Got it. Right. Yeah. So and she's really cool. They've done a great job in creating this character. I'm extremely fond of her straight away. She's great.
Ginger.
Even though she's a ginger, and it's just a nice environment. It's really well done. It's really well made. You have to. I'm not quite sure of what's coming. So far, I've only just sort of dipped my toe. I feel like even though I've played a few hours, I'm still only at the beginning of being trained on how to hunt, how to kill these monsters. So these metal monsters all walking around, and you have to hunt and kill those and harvest them. And it seems to play really well. I'm not bought into it completely.
God,
yet.
We're so spoiled at the moment. Well, I mean, to supplement a bit of the news, it has surpassed 2.6 million in sales in its first 2 weeks, which is fabulous. Guerrilla Games are saying that it's the PlayStation 4's first-party IP biggest debut ever. And that includes digital units sold through PlayStation Store and physical copies. So they knew it was going to be good, but they didn't think it was going to be that good. As a comparison, Uncharted 4 sold 2.7 million units in its first week. So that was the first-party title. So for these guys here, yeah, that's good numbers already, yeah. You know?
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad game by any means, and I think you can tell. You know, I'm quite happy to call a spade. I've had one big fight. I've fought a few little sort of training areas where I've nothing too major. I've had one big fight with a thing called a sawtooth. That was pretty difficult, but I managed to fudge my way through it. I don't think I've got the fighting mechanic down. I haven't got the fighting mechanic down to where I want it to be. And I think once that comes, I just finished before we came on today. I just finished a battle. I didn't finish the battle. It had just started, and I had my ass kicked two or three times. So I've got to up my game. And I think once that starts to become more fluid, I can already tell that the fighting should be really fluid. And when it gels and it works, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, so I hear people talking about the big dinosaur-y monster things, machine-y monsters that they come across are fabulous, and some of the flying things, and
yeah.
It's all cool and wrapped up to a nice story. And think what you like or not, but Guerrilla Games and that last series that they done, that the shooter on the PlayStation, it was just always all right. What was it called? What was it? What were they called? It was all dark. It was always dark. They were very good at metal. So no surprising that metal comes into this. Yeah, yeah. Killzone, whatever it is. Okay. Sorry,
Killzone Shadow.
Sorry, Infinite.
Killzone.
Yeah. So it's a big step. It seems to be a big step up here.
Look, just give me a week. I need another few days with it.
All right.
I've noticed on the video I've just been showing on the stream. She can go into like a slow mo mode. Is that a game mechanic on there? Because it looked quite cool.
Basically, you can start to select your skill tree. So I've just started being given skill points. And you can go down and start to pick your skill trees. And so one of the skills was when you draw your arrow, everything automatically goes into slow motion. Yeah. Or you can select another skill point you could invest in was automatically being able to select slow motion if you pressed R3 or something. So
yeah.
I'm well at the start. Like I've only just picked my first couple of skills.
I'm waiting for this to come on sale, so I'm
okay.
going to stick to
it. Yeah, me too. And later on in the year, definitely it's something I want to play.
Yeah.
People are already talking about Game of the Year sort of stuff there as well, but there's just so many big contenders already this year. So
that game was one of the games that out of my $120 I was allowed to purchase for the Yolg was Horizon Zero Dawn was on my purchase list.
Is that not cut into three now because you've only got 10 games?
Whatever.
I'm only joking. I'm only joking. You can do what you want. It's your thing. Okay, look, I'm going to rattle through some of the stuff that I had, and I want to leave Mass Effect to the end. So I have been playing more of Bad Breath of the Wild. I played an hour of it today while the kids were on the horses, and it's a joy to play. It's a lovely game, and I keep on thinking, you know, Horizon Zero Dawn and Zelda. It's big open world, adventuring, climbing up towers, and collecting flowers and all of that sort of stuff. They're similar, but in very, very different universes. Zelda, I was never a fan, and I am. This is brilliant. It is a very, very good game. And Fraser shouldn't have sold his Wii U.
So, no, I shouldn't have.
No, it is very good. It makes you smile. It's a smiley game. I suppose I've got about 10 hours into it now. I've played it mostly actually in handheld mode rather than on the big screen. And the little device is just a joy to play with. It just loads so quickly. It feels good in your hand. And some of the puzzles and the little tombs that you go into and the way you can traverse the land on your little hang glider thing. It's great. It's a fabulous game. Yeah, it's going to take me a good bit of the year to play this. I'll be playing it on the plane on holidays and stuff like that there. I'm in no rush. It's going to pick up when I have 10 minutes rather than sit down for hours and hours and hours on the end. But it is a very, very good game.
Can't really be in a rush for Zelda games, I don't think, though. You need to be able to be prepared to be wandering around and taking your time and going back and checking other parts once you've gained new abilities. And
yeah, because it's kind of odd, because there is no sort of skill tree as such. You go in, you pick up more and more better weapons as you progress through the parts of the map, but you don't level up as such. So the only progression as the game is your sort of main quest and side quests, which are sort of hidden in there. But you can just wander around, and it takes you in all sorts of ways. I mean, I seen a mountain today. I thought, oh, okay, well, let's go up there. And I went up there, and then it turned into this. You had to jump off to the top of a mountain and hang glide through these like very Mario circles that were in the sky, like flying like mini wings or whatever it was, tiny wings through those, and it just so many tangents and mini games. One of the little mini dungeons that I was in today, it was you took control of a ball. Do you know the little ball puzzles that you've got a little plastic thing and it's a maze and you have to rotate the ball through the maze to get it out to the other side?
Yeah. A labyrinth,
Yeah. Well, I had to use the Switch today like that. And as crappy a use of that sort of thing is, it was fun. It was good, and it worked really well. So Zelda's brilliant.
Has anybody done a comparison between the Wii U version and the Switch version? Do you know of?
Yes.
Is there any difference?
But I haven't heard of any glaring, glaring.
No, just the internet's a shit place.
Yeah.
The way it sort of rips things apart. I think Stu from Veteran Gamers is playing it on his Wii U. He says the odd wee bit of jitter and the odd wee bit of slowdown. Very rarely, but nothing that's game-breaking. It's all right.
Mm. You know? I'm one of the very few people in the world who's not played a Zelda game, but I've been watching this on Twitch by a few different people, and it does actually look quite interesting because it's open world, this one, isn't it? Unlike the ones, yeah.
And there's just so many ways to approach every situation.
Yeah,
you can. I'm running away from monsters and skirting them, you know, skirting the good little groups of them, and I try to run away or go around the outside of them and stay away or stay out of trouble until I get a bit stronger or know exactly what I'm at. So,
that's me in Witcher 3.
Yeah. Or you can hit them face on with fire arrows, or throw bombs at them, or freeze them, or use your magnetic abilities to whack them over the head with a metal shovel. There's so many different things you can do. It's great. It's cool. Okay. I've also been slowly and tackling, I'm sorry, Fraser, Metal Gear. Friggin' hell. This game is too big. It is too long. I've been plugging away for it just seems like, well, all year, and it has been all year. I just really don't know where to go to describe how many types of crazy I've seen and witnessed over the past few weeks. It's been just awesome. I mean, but then again, the world is in danger because the bad guy has miniature nuclear weapons for everybody, or the world is in danger because the bad guy is going to wipe out the majority of languages in the world, or the world is in danger because, I don't know, I have no clue. The gameplay is still absolutely wonderful. It is really good. And there through the week, I finished a massive battle with this big robot.
Sahelanthropus.
Yes, that one, robot. And I defeated them.
You know, Metal Gear. We had this conversation already. You can't call it a robot. It actually, the clue is in the name of what we're battling, right?
And he was big, and he had a big growth, big ball on his back. And we defeated him, and I got rid of one of the main bad guys, Skullface. And we all met back at Mother Base, and there was quiet, and all the boys, and everybody was there, and we were all patting each other on the back. And I was, you know, the credits were ready to roll, and the credits rolled. And I was getting ready for my victory chief pick and everything. And then chapter two.
Yep.
Chapter bloody two. I'm 61 hours in. I'm only at chapter two.
The thing is, I think you can get your head down, though. And the game is as big as is big, but it is as big as you want it to be, because you can seriously just get your head down and just do the main missions.
Yeah, well, the main missions have now turned into, I'm a few more missions in. I'm at 35, rattled a few more away today, 36 now. But they're now, was it extreme? It says extreme missions, and it won't allow you to have a chicken head, and it won't allow you to have this, that, and the other. And right. It says they're getting harder. And then even the main missions finish, and then you have side missions that you have to do. So does it end at 45, and the other five are just hidden missions?
It does end. You don't have to do everything.
But I'm not a quitter. I got to get through this.
You have to. It's like sinking money into a crap car, right? You've sunk so much money, so much time into it. You can't not.
Oh dear! What are you talking about here? Is this personal experience, now, Fraser?
No, I was just thinking. You're in. You got. What are you going to do? Hold on to. Do you let go, or do you just keep going for the ride? Right. Yeah. I've got a guy I work with. He bought a Cadillac for like $2,000. He sunk $10,000 into keeping the road, and you're like, my dude, you got to sell it at some point. He's like, I can't. I've got so much time and money invested in it. I can't get rid of it now.
It's funny you should say that, actually, because I actually floated that with Judith through the week, because. When I was a kid, when I was from I was 8 until I was 19, I raced motocross, raced and very quite seriously too. Yeah, raced all over the UK, but I've never ever owned a road bike, never. Owned, it's really weird. So I raced motocross for longer than a lot of guys have been on the road, and Judith just won't let me have them, just won't. So I was always threatened. I want a road bike from my 50th. Which is a couple of years away yet, and I floated this week that Judith, like, if you're not going to let me, you know, get the bike that I want, I'm going to buy a car. I'm going to go buy a nice old car. So that's okay. Well, it's better than a motorbike. So I want an old Porsche or a nice big Jag. I've already talked to you about this. Not mega bucks, but yeah, definitely. That's what's going to happen. Anyway, sorry. Yes. So I am going to plug away at it. It is fabulous. Look, it is awesome.
Look, well, I've been listening to your talk there of cars and motorbikes, and completely go get a good car. Don't get a motorbike. I've had a motorbike. That's a young man's game, right? We've got families. Yeah. As much as I would love another motorbike, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm just looking here on the walkthrough from Metal Gear Solid here. After you've beaten Sir Helanthropus,
yes,
which is Mission 31, it says that the game comes to an end. However, there's still more to do. There's a small handful of story missions and several new versions of older missions to play through. So I think unofficially,
I'm done.
I think you could say you got to the
end. No,
the
but I'm not. No, I need to get to 45 at least.
But you really should carry on because there is a mission at the end, which is well worth doing. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But.
Well, I mean, Quiet and I are buddies today. I unlocked the achievement for Quiet as buddies today. I unlocked the achievement for creating 100 things today. So it's nice to see those things starting to drop. The Thalampus battle was quite epic and quite good. it was fun. So, yeah, look, Metal Gear is brilliant. It's deceiving in its size, where I don't think the maps are as big because there is quite a bit of repetition in there, but you always sort of seem to land in a different place, so it always looks a bit different.
Sorry.
So, yeah, but Metal Gear, yeah, is Metal Gear. It's. I don't think there'll ever be another game like Metal Gear again.
No.
All right, let's do this. Mass Effect Andromeda. Okay. So, Mass Effect Andromeda is out on the 20th of this month in the States and 23rd here. I have bought it. I got a very, very good deal. We had a voucher. Anyway, it's one of my games I bought. And I love Mass Effect. I've loved all the Mass Effect games. And, Mark, you've also played on the EA Access. There's 10 hours of game to play right now, which is a big chunk. And I've sunk quite a few hours into this now. Now, Mass Effect, this EA Access thing, this demo, if you want to call it, is getting quite a bit of stick on the internet at the moment about its graphic fidelity. And I really don't understand because I think it's awesome. I think there's a wee bit of slowdown, there's a wee bit of jank, there's a wee bit of lip sync issues, but that's Mass Effect. I think it's really cool. I've really taken to the characters immediately. And I can't wait until my disc arrives in a couple of days. Imagine me buying a disc. That's why I can sell it again now. What am I like?
I've got it digitally. So, it's already downloaded, ready.
What do you think, Mark?
I love it.
What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah.
I've only played an hour of it on the EA Access trial, and it sucked me into the storyline already.
Mm-hmm.
I like the new setting, I like the new characters, I like the premise behind the story where you're trying to find a new sort of like planet to colonise.
It's graphically, Battlestar Galactica,
yeah,
sort of thing, that sort of story.
Yeah,
they're out there trying to search for a new home for humanity and things go a bit pear-shaped. Which is not really spoilers, but at all, but that's what happens. That's the gist of the story.
And that animation thing you're on,
sorry,
you're on about.
Male or female? Are you playing as male or female?
No, I'm actually playing as a male because my previous Mass Effect games I've played as a male. And you obviously try get jiggy with some females, don't you? So if I played as a female, I'd have to get jiggy with a male, which I can't see myself doing.
Oh, well, not necessarily. No, this is a very open world.
Yeah.
Well, I've always played as male too, and I am now playing as a female. Did you name your character? I've named mine.
No, because it was a 10-hour trial, I wanted to save as much trial as I could, and I just went straight into the preset male character. And the preset female is your sister, apparently. I presume if you play the sister, your brother's in the...
So at some stage in the story, I suppose. I don't know, that hasn't happened with me yet.
Yeah.
But where in other Mass Effects you chose male or female, the female was never in it. So this way I'm sure your sibling is going to be in.
Yeah.
I have renamed Sarah Ryder, who's my protagonist. I've changed her name to Alaikta. so that's her name, Alaikta. Yeah. that's going well. sort of stuff in the news where the guys from BioWare have started to come out and they've been asked questions about no improvements to animations or making the characters look more natural when they're talking. And they've come out and said, no, at day one, no, that ship has sailed. We'll have more patches later on, but exactly what goes into them is still in discussion. So, you know, it's what you've got is what you've got. This is it. I don't understand. But again, I don't understand. Even in our community, Chopper Kelly on Twitter, he was saying, you know, he isn't mad about it, but he's felt really let down.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't understand what people expected, because it is very cinematic, you know, and it is probably massive and epic.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is if it's as massive as an epic as in, wait, how am I going to put it? It's massive in scope as it's supposed to be. You have to give it some leeway at some point, right? You know, I mean, you can't get... Jesus Christ.
And because most games now are digital anyway, it is a slow progression into the mechanics of a game, because it's slowly doing a tutorial. So you don't just go bang straight into it. You haven't got a manual, have you? Even with a disc game, you don't get a manual anymore. So I'm actually showing multiplayer footage on the stream, so we don't spoil anything, because it's obviously a brand new game. But the visual things I've not seen. The only thing I've seen visually, which didn't really annoy me anyway, was his eyelid. When his eyes were closed, he had like a bit of a black triangle on it, and when he opened it, it went away. So that's the only thing I've noticed. I've not really noticed anything bad.
When we were playing multiplayer with Greg last night, I asked him about this, and they were saying about the uncanny valley of the eyes, and the eyes, you know, don't look quite right. I think the problem is, where if you take things like I don't know, Gears and Metal Gear and all the games that we're playing, and even Horizon Zero Dawn, this game, the camera is really in the face of the characters. There's lots of like ultra close-ups of their face.
Yeah.
And you can really see the eyes, and I think that's, maybe they've tried for that ultra realism, and it's on that uncanny valley thing, but that's okay. I have noticed the odd bit of stuttering frame rate just here and there when a big ship or something rolls in, but nothing that would make turn around, make go on and get the sort of hate and vitriol that this game has gotten on the internet this week.
So I don't want to get in trouble, but this can't be a spoiler, can it? The first planet you come to, it's not. Can I talk about that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, we've seen a lot of it. It's a dusty world sort of place.
So you're expecting this Earth-like world, but when you land on it, there's a lot of electrical storms. Now, the visuals of those electrical storms, and I played it with my Turtle Beach headset on, and the sound effects are just absolutely amazing. It awesome. Looks and sounds brilliant. For such a massive game, and don't forget, this is BioWare, and they are known for a few bugs here and there. So, yeah, I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Fraser, you don't like Mass Effect?
I'm not going to hate on it. I mean, I played Mass Effect 2. I probably put in a good, you know, 5 or 6 hours into it, and then I just got a little bit bored and never went back. It just didn't really grab me.
I had that with the first Mass Effect. I tried it, and there were a bit where you're on the planet's surface, you're trying to find a box or something, and I got stuck on it. And I came back to it a year later, and I played it again, and I stuck with it. And once I got past that certain bit, it drew me in, and that's when I fell in love with RPGs. This was the first sort of like big game got me hooked to RPGs.
Mass Effect and Fallout, you know?
Yeah.
I've got to a point now where I have got... In Mass Effect 1, you had the vehicle.
The Mako.
And the new vehicle is called a Nomad, and it is awesome. So cool. It looks so cool. I'll actually put a photograph up on my Xbox feed later on, because I just took a photograph of me standing outside it, because it is so cool. It has chrome alloys. It's brilliant. It's awesome.
How far are you in on the game then, Robin? How many hours you put?
I must have played 3 or 4 hours at the beginning, and maybe probably about 3 or 4 hours yesterday afternoon. So I must be closing to the end of my demo time, which will land up.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually feel guilty about playing anything else apart from Metal Gear. It's a bit like what you're talking about, you know, because I don't want to leave that behind too much. So
yeah,
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's all what we've been playing. That's pretty good. That's a good, good chat. As Fraser would say, we're putting a flip me in almost an hour talking about nothing. Rattling through some news. Do we have news effects?
Yeah, we do. Sorry. I was reading the chat. Smooth.
Here is the fucking news.
Here is the fucking news.
That'll do.
Can you guys hear that then?
No, we don't have. We can't hear them at all.
You should be able to.
All right. Well, Nintendo plans to double the sales, double the Switch production numbers. It's went extremely well, much better than they thought, and they're going to plan to manufacture at least 16 million consoles until the end of April, twice its initial amount, which is pretty cool. They say that the Switch went on sale on around the 3rd of March and saw record-breaking sales across several territories, which is good.
It's so very
more,
good.
More in its launch weekend than any other Nintendo hardware in history. Do you know what? I've just finished that the Console Wars book, audio book there, and that's just Nintendo. Just it's amazing that all the way through their existence, this scarcity in numbers has always been a thing. So create demand. People want 600,000. Give them 300,000. That's what they do. They want queues at the door. They want people to take pre-orders and get all excited about it. So that's a Nintendo thing. But yeah, it is great that a new piece of hardware that was we were all suspect of before it came out is such a fantastic little piece of kit.
I think I'm beginning to settle down and be at peace with the Nintendo Switch, even though I don't own one, because from what I understand it walks to the beat of its own drum completely. It is what it is. It isn't what we, particularly us in the West, would want out of a console. You know, we generally probably gravitate more to something, you know, traditional, like we want a powerful, dedicated TV gaming machine. But what it does, the Switch brings something different and does it very well. The thing is, and I'm glad it's doing well, and what I want is them to pump out loads of these. I want everyone to buy as many as they can so that when I come around in a year or whatever to buy one, I'm going to get one at a better price, because I still think it's just too much for too little right now, you know.
Yeah, I don't. But just today, I take the kids to the stables, and I sit there in this cold place while they all trot around and learn to jump and learn to get ready to go on their first hunt to kill foxes. And I usually sit and play with my phone. And today, I realized that I could bring the Switch with me, so I brought the Switch with me and a set of headphones, and it was brill. I was sitting playing Zelda for an hour while they were trotting around, and that's cool.
Yeah, of course it is.
I'm with Fraser, though. I want it cheaper before I put any money down on it.
It's the thing is, it's that your use there, Robin, of taking it to something and do it. When I go to things now and I've got 2 hours to kill, I don't really want to play a video game. So it's not, and that doesn't make the unit wrong. It just makes it not for me. Right now, what did you play when you took it out? You played Zelda, right?
Zelda, yeah. And I keep on looking at the shop every day, and there's nothing there to buy apart from Neo Geo stuff and stuff.
For me up here, it's a six. I think I worked it out. It would be $399 plus. You know, I'm not getting much change out of $600 to play Zelda.
That sounds a lot. Even though your money is worth nothing, it still sounds like it's a lot.
You know, yeah, we're still stuck. That's the prices we have to pay. It's a lot of money. And you know, like you said earlier, do I regret selling the Wii U? In all honesty, no, I don't. You know, because I've traded up for an Xbox One, and I've had an immense amount of enjoyment out of that, and more than I would have got. It's just not accessible enough right now. But it'll come.
Where it's good for me at the moment, my work life is just friggin' nutty. Last year was busy. This year is just my head is pickled. It is crazy. So for me to have a balanced life, and you call it balanced, spending some time with Judith, let her watch her midwife program, and I can sit there quietly with the Switch on my lap for half an hour while she's watching that. You know, and I'm still in the same room and still doing the the husbandry thing and being nice about our relationship and stuff like that there. So it's helping me that way because my gaming time has been extremely limited. I had a day off on Friday for St. Patrick's Day, to be sure, so I could get a bit of gaming in yesterday afternoon. So, I like it. But you're absolutely right. Should you go out and buy one, unless you're a Zelda nut or you're stuck for something to play?
I mean, if you're buying it and you're in it for the long haul, fair enough, buy it now. I mean, what's the difference in buying it later? I mean, you buy it now and you're going to still, you know, play other games on it. Nintendo will release great games on it. You know, playing the 3DS this week, you know, I fired that up and it's been a long time since I've been at a Nintendo interface. And they do stuff so well. I mean, it's so cutesy and nice and slick and, you know, there's value in it. Of course there is, but just... You know, Nicole and I will just we'll be hanging on the in the background waiting for maybe
we're on the sidelines waiting until it's cheaper.
Yeah, a little bit cheaper.
Okay, some quick stuff. Nintendo still as well. Nintendo are officially announced the release date for Super Mario Run on Android, so you will be able to play it on your Android devices from next week, March the 23rd. So have fun with that for a week.
I've actually been playing that this week.
Yeah. I haven't done that. I've played a bit of it. I haven't on my phone. I haven't done a lot with it, really. There you go. That's that. And today, just fresh, hot off the press, the world's first look at the cast and details for Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy with a Telltale spin. I have some photographs on the notes there, and it looks kind of cool. Tales from the Borderlands, maybe, in Guardians of the Galaxy. I can see you're playing a Star-Lord in an original story with a Telltale spin. Should be funny and good, and I would look forward to that because Batman hasn't inspired me. So, a Telltale Guardians of the Galaxy game is coming. All right, we have some speak pipes, don't we?
Yep, we've got two.
I don't know. I'm not sure if we're going to hear these or not. So,
no.
You might have to just, can you play and let other people hear? Is that
right? Yeah, I'll start playing the first one now.
And you can tell us all about it.
Hey guys, it's Jason. I want to reach out and share a couple of thoughts on this new Legend of Zelda game. What's it called? Breath of the Wild. My twin brother had gifted me his Wii U. Because he got a Switch. And I never would have been able to play this game. But since he did, that was what I bought on launch day. And I've played it every night since. And I haven't done that with a game, and it's been probably since Red Dead Redemption that I've played a video game every day. I mean, my wife's going crazy. I really, really love this game. I'm not going to spoil anything, but there are a lot of things that happen in this game that don't happen in any other video game. And I think everyone should check it out. The only other Zelda game I've ever completed was the original Legend of Zelda, and that was 30 years ago. So, little nostalgia there, but I haven't played Ocarina of Time, the one they cream all over. I haven't played any of these other Zelda games, so... When I say that you should pick it up, please believe me, it is the greatest game I've ever played in my life. It's incredible.
So that first one was Jason sort of like basically spewing his love juice all over Zelda.
Good. That was really good. That was really interesting. Yeah, I like that.
And telling everyone should pick it up. So I'll play this second speed pipe.
Awesome, but my brain's not.
Yeah, hey, it's Jason again, and I realize probably Bongo's going to come on here again like he did last time and say, well, Zelda, it's cute for what it is. Yeah, it's a good game. And then you got haters like Duke at Veteran Gamers saying that it's trash. I mean, you can take all that in. Or you could... You know, listen to me and play the game, experience it for yourself, and realize, shit, I'm glad I listened to this guy because this is the fucking most incredible video game I've ever played. Thanks, dude. And I'll say, hey, no worries. I want gamers that enjoy great games to be able to enjoy them. And when people try to shut them down and say that they're shit, some people might listen to that advice. And I don't know, maybe that's not the way it should go. So, anyway, if you want to adventure around every corner, pick it up, guys. If you don't have a Wii U or a Switch, borrow one. Get on it. It's the best game in the world.
So, yeah, it was basically reiterating his first speak pipe how awesome the game was, but it was also saying don't listen to people like Duke from the Veteran Gamers, who I don't know if he has, I haven't listened to the recent one, but slagging the game off. And he also quoted you, Bongo, by saying Bongo might say it's okay, but you've actually said it's really good.
So be fair to Duke, he didn't slag it off.
No, he didn't slag it. No, he's just said
I haven't heard it, so well,
and
I'm not sure enough.
Go back to it and give it a fair crack of the whip. He's been told in no uncertain terms by Stu to get back in there.
I think through the week, buddy went, nah, not for me.
Yeah, well, Jason was saying he's not played that many of his Zelda games, only one other, but he's actually hook, line, sinkered into this one, so I'm pleased for you, Jason. So, yeah,
how on earth have you lot got this far without playing a Zelda game?
I've not had a Nintendo.
What have you been doing?
Mega Drive?
Yeah, Sonic, man. Sonic.
But I mean, we're well past this. There's been a raft of Zelda games well past when Sega took a nosedive.
But they never had Sonic Tuesday.
Do I know something else? I've never... Well, I have actually... This is a lie, but I've not really properly played a Mario game. I've only played a little bit of a Mario game on a Nintendo DS. Yeah, but I've not really played them.
I played a lot of Paper Mario on the Wii. I played a little bit of Mario World on, the original one on original stuff, but never completed them. And Super Mario World, I have the Wii U, and played a few hours of it as well. It's terrible. Terrible! Isn't it awful? I'm sorry. We should be really sad.
I don't know. I mean, it's not that it's terrible. It's just, it's bizarre.
No, I kind of missed that stuff because we were over here. Well, you were in the UK as well, but I was a Spectrum guy. I was a Commodore 64 guy and an Amiga guy. So those were toys then where I was getting into something completely different. So that's maybe why I missed them.
Yeah.
So now I have to catch up and, but this one here has the smile factor, but it doesn't have the Nintendo. I don't know. There's something too nice about them. Is it too nice? They're just too jolly.
I think
jolly.
If you have a Wii U, you should jump back into something like Wind Waker.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that would be a good experience. Twilight Princess is a little bit hardcore.
Okay, look, maybe, you know,
looks-wise, games-wise, I don't think it is.
Again, I say it again, Console Wars, that book has rekindled my interest in those old consoles again and the games for them, and I am going to tackle some of them, especially over the summertime when I have a bit of time, hopefully.
Starved for Help in the chat says Duke called it trash and said he was throwing it away. Is that true?
Yeah, that's Jason. Yeah, well, look, anything that Jason says is probably...
Is that Jason, Starved for Help?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, Jason.
In certain realities, everything that Jason says is absolutely true.
And I do apologise to Jason that you guys couldn't hear his speak pipes, but... Yeah.
No, you don't need to apologise for that.
No, it's a nice surprise for tomorrow. Okay, so we had quite a bit of feedback, and Nicole, would you tackle some of the feedback from last week's show and things that people have been chatting about this week? Yeah?
From social media, Twitter, last week's show feedback. Special thanks to Matt at Empower343, Chris at Dastardly Jabby for saying nice things about last week's show.
Thank you, boys.
He's such a lovely man, isn't he?
Sure.
I would love to. I want to see him some week actually posting on Twitter. This is Chris. That he didn't like the show. Or, I've just listened to that. It was another great show by X, Y, and Z. So what happens when you don't like a show, Chris? Do you let them know?
Now, see, he's going to call you on the carpet.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
All right. And they're seeking help for, is that Stephen or Steven?
Steven. Yeah, Steven.
All right. Because everybody says it different. So Steven Bull at Cybole 27 for buying games for systems he doesn't own and extra copies of games he already does.
He needs help.
Oh, my God. There's a therapy for that.
I did
Kip
that last.
Does that.
Oh God, I did that last week. I said they had a, or a couple of weeks ago, they had a sale on, Civilization, on some of the bundles, and I was like, "That is great. My son will love that." And I checked into my Steam list, and I looked up Civilization, and there was no Civilization in my library. I was like, "Great, I buy it." Bought it, went to install it, and goes, "You already own these." And of course, it was all under Sid Meier's Civilization. Oh. So I just rebought all these games that I already owned.
Well, can you not go for the refund thing with Steam? Is that? Can you,
I just gave it to my son. I ended up giving it to someone else to put on his account. Right, so.
That's smart of you.
No worries.
And again, to Chris, Dastardly Jabby, it has been 123 days since he bought a new game. Is Yolg.
Wow. So
that's
good
big,
lad.
Big stuff.
Yeah, he's into it in a big way. He's a great podcaster.
Library is your friend. That's how you get around it.
Yeah, I think somebody lent him Resident Evil. That's how I got that one. So, whatever it takes. You know, he's 14 games completed, and he's rattling away at it. And he's a great advocate for the year for 11 games, just like.
So, and then to Brian, and that's Rain God Zippo, because you have a hard time saying his name. Or no, is it you or Greg? One of you guys has a hard time saying his name, but Rain God Zippo. And Pete.
It'll be Greg, won't it? Greg can't say any names. You've got head shuffle on. Cosine? Yeah.
Anyway,
good old Greg.
Pete, Terraform, for pointing out that Bonga the Sane was losing the plot with Yolg entries, and to quote Bongo, he says, "Brian, I still love you right now, but I don't like you very much." Brian, don't worry about it, because he doesn't like me very much right now either for shoving all those shotguns in his face on Gears, so we can commiserate together. And to our buddy Jason at Getting Tacos, he just bought a Wii U, like on purpose? Really?
It's his question is the weird thing.
Yeah, he wants to know, should he try the Wii U version of bowling or just play the original Wii version? So
I suggested to him today that he should just go out and go bowling. You know, the dude abides. I don't know. Did you play the Wii U version of bowling? Because the Wii version was great for your granny. The girl from Unravel would love it.
I'm trying to think. I did play bowling, but I don't remember which version it was. It was odd and weird, and I always felt like that little controller thing was going to fly out of my hand.
He says his brother gave it to him. Yeah, well.
Oh, well, that's different.
Report him. Okay, thanks very much for all the feedback. Please, you can send us emails and tweets at you'll hear it all at the end, and you can send it all, and we'll read them all out. Time for a quiz. Another man who buys lots of games, Jason Johnson, has sent us some questions, and I know he's buying Mass Effect for the Xbox and the PlayStation and for PC, I'm quite sure as well. He's buying it for everything. He's just a Mass Effect just fanboy. And he sent us some nice questions. So here we go with those. You have little splots there. Question number one. Prior to Kiefer Sutherland taking over the role, who was the previous voice for Snake from the Metal Gear franchise? Funny enough, is it Nolan North? Is it Steve Downes, Troy Baker, or David Hayter? Who was the voice of Snake before Kiefer?
Are there letters with these, like A, B, C, D?
Yeah. Nolan North would be A.
Snake.
Stevie Downes would be B. Troy Z. Baker's would be C. And David's Hayter's would be D. No, your answers, please, now.
I don't know. I don't care.
And I'm sorry, Nick, but you're wrong. And the guys are right. It was David totally give a shit.
That was actually an easy one for Teflon.
Yeah.
Well, not that easy for Nick, but easy for me, Fraser.
Because I don't play this that game.
Even if I never played it, I still knew it.
Stop.
Fun fact, David Hayter wrote the screenplay for, I think it was one of the X-Men movies, and Watchmen.
But didn't Nolan North come after Kiefer Sutherland, or was what was that?
No.
Something about doing something.
Nolan North, nothing to do
with it. It was a lot of fanboy.
But I didn't pick that as an answer, just FYI.
No, I don't think Nolan North has had anything to do with
I just remember that name from something, and I
there
can't
was a lot of fanboy outcry when Kiefer replaced David for being the voice.
That was what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they liked David Hayter, but I always get him mixed up with Michael Ironside. I always think that's that guy, you know, the gruff guy. Was he? Did he ever do voiceover for stuff?
Sam Fisher.
Ah, see, because that's a Metal Gear type character, isn't it? Sam Fisher, he would be, wouldn't he? Yep. Yeah. Okay. Next question. And in the spirit of difficult questions for Nicole, this next question is perfect for you. In fact, it's all about you. Which game on Amaranth's OC Amaralis, a.k.a. Nicole, achievement list for Xbox has the highest percentage of achievements unlocked? Which game has the highest percentage of achievements unlocked? Is it A, Borderlands, B, Gears of War 2, 3, Halo 3, or D, Gears of War 3.
Oh, that's a good question.
Borderlands.
Could be any of them.
Gears of War 2. C, Halo 3. Or D, Gears of War 3. Your answers now, please. A, B,
really
C.
Really not liking him right now because I don't pay attention.
A, B, C, or D. Which one had the highest percentage? Come on.
I'm going to say, I don't pay attention to my own list.
And we have our answers in, and there are three different answers. And Fraser, he pumped for Gears of War 2, going for the obvious answer. D, Mark went for Gears of War 3, going for the obvious answer.
Yeah.
And Nicole went said Borderlands. A, Borderlands.
It could be
and
that
she
as well.
Is absolutely correct.
Wow.
Nicole
well
completed Borderlands with a 97% completion.
Wow.
Very, very good.
I'm missing, like,
GS3 must have been close.
More of a biased question.
But see, if you think about it, he did that on purpose just to F you up. Okay,
it worked.
But Nolan North does do a bunch of gaming shit, so.
Most of us have met Nolan North and had our photograph taken with Nolan North. You know, we've done that. You know, like, a lot of guys in the UK.
I can't remember what the hell it was, the big deal it was about him that was just killing me.
Everything.
Everything.
He's not a big a deal.
He's
anyway.
Even beaten in an episode of Haven.
He is. He's pretty much the biggest deal in voice acting in gaming.
Yeah, him and Troy Baker are the two biggies as far as the males are concerned.
But not in Metal Gear.
Not in Metal Gear. No,
Metal
no.
Gear.
No.
Gear.
So, Jason people. Johnson, thank you very much for our trivia. That was fun trivia.
Yeah, point eight.
The second one wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't. No.
Second one was a marvelous. I actually had to think about it, too, though, because I'm like, shit, did I have more for Gears 3 or did I have more for Borderlands? And I'm like, I only need two Borderlands.
I thought Gears 3 might have been close to it.
So, yeah.
It's pretty close, but I think it's in the – I really don't think it's up there like Borderlands was. I was
97%. I would irritate me. You need to go back and get that.
What it is there's one that we have, Jade and I did, Jade and I and Control did like 15 times, and it won't pop. And it's some little thing where you get this stupid little midget little dude to come out, and and it won't go. We've killed him like 50 times.
I got that by just by chance, yeah. But I've heard there's a glitch on that. There's a few achievements what have been a bit iffy on Borderlands.
Yeah, And whatever the other one was, which I can't remember, that one also was one of those major glitch ones, and we can't get it to pop either. So it's going to remain 97% until my death.
Forever.
Forever, because I cannot get those two to pop.
I'm dancing. Mark, would you like to go through the new releases for the coming week, please?
Yeah, I'll just get some music queued up for that, which you guys won't hear. New releases for 18th of March to the 24th of March. The big one, what we are all waiting for, except for Nicole, is Mass Effect Andromeda, which will be Game of the Year.
I'm not alone.
But yeah, you are.
I like.
Well, no, you're not. But you and Kim don't count.
Me and Kim don't count. Fraser.
Fraser
will come round to it.
I like the rider all over the universe.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's on PS4, Xbox One, and PC on March 21st. We have Troll 1. Troll and I.
That's an interesting fact. I've got that on hold at the library. When that comes in, I will be getting that, so I'll be able to tell you what it's like.
What is it?
I'm not really too sure. I did do a quick check, and apparently it got some good feedback from its previews. So, I'm going to give it a go.
Is there anything to do with a movie, Troll? Alright. Anyway, that's on PS4, Xbox One, and PC on March 21st. On the 23rd of March, for the PC, we have Battle for Orion 2.
Oh, I thought that was Battle for Onions.
No, Orion. I don't think it's a Ford Orion. I think it's a Planet Orion or something. I don't know.
Brilliant.
Bye Bye Box Boy on the 3DS. A 3DS game? 3DS? Game. They're still making games for that. That's on March 23rd.
Dude, do you not listen to Game Punches? I know I haven't had an episode out for about a month now. But those charts, 50% of the Japanese charts every week are 3DS games.
You guys are about as regular as my bowels are at the moment with all the bloody painkillers I'm on. Rock Band VR on the Rift, March 23rd.
Oh, wow, really? You couldn't look at any more of a numpty standing with a plastic guitar, and now you're going to have your head covered standing with a plastic guitar.
Yeah.
Press red, press green, press blue. Oh, shit.
Why? That doesn't make sense. Why would you put that in VR mode?
You can be in the middle of a band. You can probably stage dive with headset on.
Just trying to milk it out.
You can break your damn neck like a fool.
Milk the franchise to death. The End of an Age, Fading Remnants on PC, March 23rd.
That sounds like Greg sort of game.
Mm-hmm. Dreamfall Chapters on the PS4 and Xbox One, March 24th. And Mario Sport Superstars on the 3DS, two 3DS games, March 24th. And that are the new releases.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, so were you calling Greg a fading remnant? Is that what that was?
He's just old. He's an old fart. He really is. He can't stay up late at night now. I know it's the middle of the afternoon for him, but he has to have a soft yogurt, his slippers on and everything, his tea in him and before nurse comes around at 7 o'clock.
It might be the end of an age as well, because he's passed the banner over to you two as well, hasn't he? So.
Oh, no. It's he's still the cornerstone, the linchpin. Monthly freebies are ongoing. The one to grab there on the Xbox definitely is Evolve, because there may be some multiplayer action coming up there as well. And if you haven't played Borderlands 2, those would be the two ones that would be the highlights out of those. I suppose Layers of Fear is there and Heavy Weapon. Of course, for PS Plus, we've got Tearaway Unfolded, which is a cool, cool game. Very, very retro game, Earth Defense Force 2025 and Lumo. They would be pretty good. There's other ones there as well, but those are the ones I would sort of pull out from that.
Has anyone tried Disc Jam on the PS4?
People are screaming about that. Yeah. Jason would scream about that, saying it's very, very good.
I've not had a chance to try it yet. I've heard people say it's good.
It's going to be like Rocket League sort of fun. Mm. That sort of thing? You're throwing frisbees around or something like that?
I looked at it on YouTube right quick, and it's like a mix between tennis and Tron with the discs. So, yeah, it looks all right.
Okay, well, that's your freebies. Grab them. They're free. Well, almost free. So grab away. Look, there's stuff, lots of play dates coming up. Keep an eye on Twitter. Keep an eye on Facebook on what we're playing. If we are playing stuff, just jump in with us. If you see us online, jump in. We won't bite. So, and join. Yeah, if you want an easy line into that, the Xbox clubs and the PS4 clubs are there to tackle. Okay. Victory achieved and the year of living gamerously. Mark, would you play the thing and put the video up? Would you do that first? Let's get that bit out of the way, because I need to edit this down a wee bit because times have moved on.
Right, so here we go.
Play that thing. What is the year of living gamerously? Well, there are six simple steps. Number one, this is a personal gaming challenge over 12 months to help you finish the games that you've bought instead of playing them for 2 hours and going out and buying something new. Two, select 30 games, your dirty 30, that you really want to finish. Three, email your dirty 30 list to bongo@ocpod.com so it can be logged and we can monitor your progress. Four, set a budget. A budget so you can buy new games. Yes, you can buy games. Mine is £100 or $120. Five, complete the game to the credits and take a selfie with the credits in the background and tweet that to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved and the hashtag YOLG. And finally, six, enjoy your dirty 30 and tell us all about it by Facebook, Twitter, or email. And that, my friends, is the year of living gamerously.
That'll teach Robin to put pictures up on Facebook.
I'm guessing so.
Yeah, trolling back there with my muddy picture. That was where was that? That was in Spain, at a little place we discovered. It was up this little dusty lane where the locals went to, and it was only locals. There was no tourists at it. It was like an old Roman spa thing in the middle of the hills, and you went in and put this mud all over you. It was all volcanic and stinky, and then you jumped into these Roman baths underground. The spa was freezing, but it was a nice experience, nice place to come across. Anyway, victory achieved in the year of living gamerously. Log hashtag YOLG has been utterly inspiring for me. It is fabulous. Some of the tweets that I've got and support and quick emails that people have sent, it's been fantastic. Since the beginning of this year, there have been now well over 200 odd games that would never have been finished have been finished. It's been fabulous. And even today, new people signed up. Now, the person who signed up today is very, very special. Not that she has needs, but she is special. And she signed up with 10 games. So if you want to be part of what you just heard and you want to play and complete games to the end of the year, it doesn't have to be 30. Pick out 10 that you want and email bongo@ocpod.com and we'll get you up there and get you listed. There's over 40 people partaking in this now, and it's brilliant. It's a bit of fun. You clear your backlog. You can buy the odd new game you want to as well. Doesn't matter. But just join in. Join the fun. And as part of that as well, we have their Victory Achieved competition, where Fraser is going to read out the people that have completed games over the last week. But at the end of this month, we do a draw for all the people in the last 3 months that have completed games, and they win a gift card for £15 or $20. And all you have to do is take a selfie of yourself with the credits of the game in the background and your lovely face.
Selfie of yourself.
And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. And if you are a logger, put hashtag YOLG on it. And I'll update the website and you can see all your lovely photographs there. And people are using the website now just to keep a record of all the games they've finished. And the website is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So Fraser, would you go through the people that have completed games this week, please?
Mr. Miyagi, 1984, has finished The Witcher 2. Gamer Girl, 27, dun, 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 has finished King's Quest Chapter 3. PG Tip, 77, my prime target for finishing Yogg first. Me and him are in an epic battle right now.
Right.
He's finished Murdered Soul Suspect. My buddy Mechanics there finished a great game, Wolfenstein's Old Blood. It's Wolfenstein, Nicole. It's Wolfenstein.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Oh my god, keep reading.
Dastardly Jabby has finished Resident Evil 7.
In VR.
And got his wife to wash his clothes. Terraform has finished Metro 2033 Redux. Cheesesteak 87's had a good...
Sorry, what does Redux actually mean? Is it a word?
Yeah.
I don't like it. Just seemed to come into the lexicon of, you know, in the last few years. Redux. I don't like it.
Is it a way of trying to say remastered without saying remastered?
Yeah, check that out, Robin. I know exactly where you're coming from. I know exactly
brought
where
you're back, coming from. Revived. There you go. That's what it means. Right, brought it, back, revived.
Hmm. Is that a new word, though?
No.
So they have a quote here. Damien has the veneer of an angry young man, Redux.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but there's Latin for it, so it can't be too old of a word. I mean, too new of a word.
No, I guess not. Okay, cool.
There you go. Okay.
More you know.
Means to lead back, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do my impression of Greg now. Watch this. Cheese's Teak 87. has finished Wolfenstein, the new worder. Sorry, Cheesesteak 87 has finished Wolfenstein's a new order. Cheesesteak 87 also finished Gone Home. Hate that game. Ugh. I know I'm in a minority. God, awful. Cheesesteak 87 also finished Assassin's Creed Unity. Good, yeah, good going. Not bad. Ticked off a good few there on the old Yolg list. And Daddy Icken finished Titanfall 2. Oh, look, next page. Ooh. Friend of the show, Pilch Reed, has finished Feeding Frenzy 2.
Oh, non-Yolg.
Non-Yolg. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's at the cutting edge of gaming, is Pilch Reed. And the photograph for that victory achieved is terrifying. It's utterly terrifying. Look back through and search for Pilch Reed's tweets to see that, because he's no hat on. It's all about the teeth. Oh, my God. Please tell me they're not your teeth, Pilch. Please. Please tell me there was something you stuck in your mouth.
Sorry.
So I've got a little sound clip.
Those are all the people that finish games.
Yeah, I've got a little sound clip for that.
My goodness. Do we need one or do we do it ourselves?
I'm doing it.
Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
Do what?
Victory's achieved.
Do it now. It's doing. Right, go. Done.
Oh. It went something like, Victory achieved. Victory achieved, Los Angeles. Victory achieved, muscles.
Matt is getting used again.
Brilliant.
Well, there you go. So we're getting towards the end of the show. We've been rattling on for long enough, and my son has stuff to say. So say it, son.
Where is he? Is he here? Come on, Charlie.
Smooth.
Hey, it's Jolly Bob.
We're professionals. Hello.
If you want to be part of the conversation live, we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast at 11 PM UK. 3 PM West Coast, 6 PM East Coast. You can email the show podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us @OC_podcast. Our Facebook group is fb.ocpod.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher or YouTube. All reviews, good or bad, are welcome. We have the best clubs. OC Podcast Club on Xbox One, OC Podcast Community on PS4, OC Podcast Group on Steam, and don't forget our OC Podcast server on Discord, discord.ocpod.com.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, he's a good lad. He's not a bad lad. He's waiting for the fame and fortune and the checks. Mark, who would you like to shout out tonight, please?
I want to shout out all you guys and everybody who's been sending me and Jenny words of support and encouragement this past couple of weeks. It's been a pretty horrendous couple of weeks, to be fair. That's why I've not done that much gaming, and that's why I've not been on the show. But yeah, thank you. It means the world to us, and we really appreciate it. Nicole?
Oh, yay. I was reading, so to all our little chatters, because that's what I was reading was the chat without, and our little listeners everywhere, because without them, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't do this. We'd probably still do it. We just wouldn't get paid. Oh, wait, we don't get paid. Anyway. And we are glad to have you back.
Fraser gets paid now. I get paid now. You not know that?
Oh, hush.
You guys not on payroll?
No. We do this for free. Sodas, just for cheap dollar sodas. Yep, that's it. Anyway, again, still give our love to Jenny. I know it's been a long few weeks. We just had spring break, so shout out to my kids for not being duct taped to the wall.
For still being alive.
Yes, for making it through the last, 13 days.
Thank you to my children for taking years off my wife's life.
And just, I don't know, to you guys, because it's always fun. I know people think we're crazy because we sit here and we make little hand gestures and faces at each other, and Kim and I text and giggle the entire time. But it's because we're like one big family. So being one big family, we do continuously invite you guys to come join us and come play and be a part of this one big family. So anytime we have a gaming night, please come join us. Fraser? Your turn.
I will. I am. Thanks very much, Robin. Well done for taking control in your new role as third in command of the hosts. Good job. Well done. Good to have you back. Good to have you back, Mark. Good to see you, Nick. Thanks. Oh, it's lovely to podcast you with you as always. I'm just going to finish off on gaming. I've just found my new love right now, which is I'm going off to bed. I can't really be bothered to play any games. I'm going off to – oh, my wife's pointing at her now. Yes, my new love is my wife.
Yeah.
An old one too.
Smooth.
I'm going to watch on Twitch Battlegrounds, which is a new game that's going to be – it's a new game that's going to be coming out. I'm totally fixated by it right now. Yeah, so basically the premise is if we're not in a rush to get out of here. I'll just tell you about Battlegrounds why it's so cool. Basically, you have a huge map, and it's sort of Rust-like or Daisy-like. You're dropped into this map.
I have seen people play this. Yeah.
You have to scour and find things, and every – and it's a huge map, and there's like cars as well, so you can scoot to the other side of the map in buildings and things like that. But every few minutes, the map shrinks, and it shrinks a bit more, and it keeps shrinking until right at the end. It doesn't matter, how many people are left. Like I just watched one game before I came on, and there were only three guys left, and it got down to the point where they couldn't hide from each other any longer, and they're stuffed into this sort of small area until,
Clash of Clans.
H1Z1, King of a Kill, that does exactly the same thing. It has, like, poisonous gas.
That's right.
Yeah, I've seen this Battlegrounds.
That's right.
It's not the one that looks like Clash of Clans.
No.
Oh, right. It's an MMO. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm starting to really take notice of this. This is because I liked that premise when it was King of the Hill. What did they call it? King of Kill.
Yeah.
And this one seems to be they're just starting to refine it. So I would recommend people take a look at that. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've seen it on Early Access. I've seen it on Twitch. It does look good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're running a beta on it right now, you can check that out on Twitch. There's a lot of people playing it, so and that's it.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, well, as the main host of the show, it's my responsibility to finish off, not the third, the first. Just a quick reminder to anybody that's going to EGX in September, please buy your tickets now. Early entry tickets for Saturday are already sold out, so buy your tickets now. Weekend passes are still available, and late day or the extra hour later for EGX and Saturday is still available. But and if you're going to stay over, my usual hotel is completely booked up. I had to go to a different hotel this time round. So don't leave it too late for EGX this year. Big shout out to the guys for supporting me tonight. You have been really good. It's been a nice chat. Greg, I hope you've had a great old weekend. It was good fun playing with you last night. And shake news, hashtag. and thanks very much, everybody, for listening. It's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. We're always flattered about how many people download and listen to the show and the feedback that we get. We love this community and the podcasts within it. So may your game be with you. Enjoy your week, and we will speak to you all next week. Thank you very much.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Hey.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, really?
That's all we wanted.
Good night.
See you same time next week.
Get the reaction. It's coming. It's coming. Get it to say so.